harshest conditions on the planet, they rarely advanced beyond a few primitive tribes. Society, in other words, is a captive of geography. And so if Z was found in such a seemingly uninhabitable environment, it would be more than a repository of golden treasure, more than an intellectual curiosity. It would, as one newspaper declared in 1925, write a new chapter of human history. For nearly a century, explorers have sacrificed everything, even their lives, to find the city of Z. The search for the civilization and for the countless men who vanished while looking for it has eclipsed the Victorian quest novels of Arthur Conan Doyle and H. Rider Haggard, both of whom, as it happens, were drawn into the real-life hunt for Z. At times, I had to remind myself that everything in this story is true. A movie star really was abducted by Indians. There were cannibals, ruins, secret maps, and spies. Explorers died from starvation, disease, attacks by wild animals, and poisonous arrows. And at stake amid the adventure and death was the very understanding of the Americas before Christopher Columbus came ashore in the New World. Now, as I examined my creased map, none of that mattered. I looked